So do you remember your first impressions of Crystal City when you first got there?
Yeah,
What did it look like?
We had a warm welcome.
Oh, describe that.
A warm welcome as we approached the main gate to the entrance to the camp. There were people all on either side of the street, waving at us, saying welcome, and they're clapping. Because all the people were already there. So that was really nice. And my mother at the time, she felt that it was safe for the family. Because she saw all the faces were Asian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how large was your group when you got there for this welcome? I mean, is your family?
Oh, I can remember it was, we were on a bus or a big truck. I don't know. That I don't remember. But we were just not the only family, there was others.
And you mentioned your mother feeling good about that. How did you feel? Do you remember what your feelings were like when you saw all those people clapping? And
oh, yeah, well, you know, like I said, my mother felt good about it, and so did we did.
And so the first hour we talked about, oh, your childhood in Peru, the trip to Crystal City. And the last thing you talked about was how, when you came to the Crystal City, I asked, what was your first impressions? And you talked about how people were there to greet you. You had this big welcome, people waving and clapping, and how that really, really felt good for you and the other members of the family. So let's talk about that more. So when you're coming into camp, when you get off the bus or the truck, what happened next?
Oh, yeah, let me see. Since we didn't have much to eat, they took us to the mess hall. And we all got there inside. Not only our family, there were others. And the first thing I recognized was a can of flum or frum with syrup in a juice. And I just took a couple of those. And it tasted so good. I never had anything like that. A few more, and I waited to be given our meal. So when we got our meal, I don't know what it was, either French fries or potatoes somehow. And everybody was using ketchup. Mm-hmm. So I used it, and that was the first time I had ketchup. And it was so good. I tell you, to this day, I use ketchup almost anything that I eat. So that was the beginning. We ate what we had given. And soon after that, we were taken to our home. Let's put it that way. To a barrack where two families would divide. Our family one, another family on the other side. And each half of the barrack would be two rooms and a half. So one room would be for my sister, the other room would be for all my brothers, and the half would be for my parents. Mm-hmm. Time went by, we got used to living there. We would go do our shopping. We would receive some sort of token, plastic made of, supposed to be money. Each family would get so much. and we go to the market to pick up our groceries. I don't know, was it every other week? But my father was a good carpenter. He made a cart, and we would push it to pick up all our goodies. That was another thing. And so every day was that way. We do whatever we had to do. My brother would like to raise some fruit. He did the garden part.
And so, so Jimmy, when you first talk about your the barrack, the kind of the room that you were in, is that, I guess the question is, when did you first see your father and brother at Crystal City?
Probably that was the first time.
When you went in the barrack there?
I don't remember having the meal that was given there. I don't remember my father or brother being there, no. Mm-hmm. After moving to the barrack, that was the first time that I saw my father and brother.
And when the first time you saw them, did you notice anything? Did they, how they looked or anything? Do you remember that?
No, it was too much for me to see what was going on around, more so than my father or brother. Just knowing too that we're safe.